Hello, and welcome to Dirty Lazy Girl, a podcast that believes rules are made to be broken.
And you don't have to be perfect to be successful. Hello, I'm Stephanie Laska, best-selling author of the book series Dirty Lazy Keto. And this here is my best friend and dog walking partner of 8 years.
I'm Dr. Tamara Snezik, professor of sociology, but you might also call me the Dirty Lazy Consigliere, as I was the very first friend, number one, to sign up for the Dirty Lazy Facebook support group, which is now over 150,000 members, Stephanie. Woo-woo!
Woo! That's what I'm talking about.
Welcome to the Dirty Lazy Girl Podcast.
Today's podcast is brought to you by the most perfect holiday gift, if I say so myself. It's my new book. It's called The Dirty Lazy Keto Cookbook, Bend the Rules to Lose the Weight. And podcast listeners that pre-order the book, you will get a free bonus gift from me. You're welcome. It includes a free enrollment in a 30-day cookbook boot camp, a personalized nameplate, exclusive discounts from Lancato and Enlightened Ice Cream. And if you happen to purchase three, like for friends and family, I will also mail you a free custom red for Christmas and the holidays DLK apron. Links to order and redeem your free bonus gift at dirtylazyketo.com/books.
Okay, and speaking of holidays, I'm going to start with a little picture of my holidays, which is basically us trying to split equal time with the in-laws and my family. I'm lucky they all live in the same town, but the problem is that we'd be having two huge, giant Thanksgiving dinners in one day and rushing from one house to the other house, trying to make sure we give equal time. And Christmas is the same way, like two ginormous Christmas dinners. Like, first of all, that's way, way, way too much food. But also, you know, we're just throwing kids in the car, throwing pies and side dishes and just running around feeling completely exhausted by the end. It's terrible.
You're not the only one that goes crazy or Looney Tunes during the holidays, Tamara. I try to be super mom, super everything. It never works out. I'll just tell it like it is. In fact, probably the saddest or funniest story, depends on how you look at it.
Yeah.
When my daughter, when she was first born, so, okay, she was about 3 months old, and I was trying to make baby's first Christmas perfect.
Okay. Yes, perfect. Okay. Even though she has no idea what's going on.
No, she's 3 months old. But my husband was like, I'll help you decorate the house on the weekend. I was, of course, impatient. I wanted to do everything right that second. And so I tried to get started all by myself. And Tamara, I was trying to build our artificial Christmas tree alone. Mm-hmm. And mind you, it's like 12 foot tall.
Oh, no.
Because I'm over the top.
That's a two-person job.
It really is. So, yeah, that didn't work out. The artificial tree was so big and heavy. The entire tree fell over. Tamara, my daughter was underneath the tree. The tree fell on my newborn.
Oh, I'm taking it. She's okay.
She's okay. She's kind of okay.
We hope.
But the tree did fall on her. I'm just saying.
Why are we doing this to ourselves? Like, why are we getting into these holiday situations where we're stressed out and, you know, overwhelmed? I mean, it starts at Halloween, so, and that's coming up. So, like, that's what's coming. Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas. And it seems like it gets worse and worse with each passing holiday. So we got to do something, like, to figure this out.
Well, I know I bring this stress on myself, Tamara. Yeah. I'm sure I could have a nice holiday, but I really don't know how. There's a lot of memories where I've ended up in tears over the holidays because I'm so trying to make it perfect.
Yes.
Have I said that again? I'm trying to be all perfect and make it fabulous, yes. But really what happens is I end up ruining the holiday.
Yeah. Or feeling horrible.
That too.
You can't even enjoy your perfect creation once you get it. So help is here, listeners. We've prepared some terrific dirty lazy girl band-aids that will help you get through the holidays in one piece, we hope. But first, a quick break.
In case you forgot, I am recommending the perfect holiday gift, that free bonus offer for podcast listeners that pre-order my new cookbook. It is called The Dirty Lazy Keto Cookbook, Bend the Rules to Lose the Weight! I just want to let you know that I do share my favorite 100 affordable recipes. They are all less than 10 net carbs. That's pretty surprising. Most cookbooks don't do that, by the way. But I think you'll like the fact that I share a lot of funny stories. I'm very sassy in the cookbook. I really just believe losing weight should not be difficult, boring, or expensive. So please join me, order your book now, and I will send you a free bonus gift. Check it out at dirtylazyketo.com/books.
Okay, so let's get into our discussion of holiday stress. Why is it, Stephanie, that we're getting so stressed at the holidays? What's the real issue?
Well, I'm trying to live a life like I'm in a Hallmark commercial, apparently. Yeah. I'll just tell it to you.
We're Stepford, wannabe Stepford.
I'm trying to be like that little Christmas commercial or the Halloween with the homemade costumes.
Yeah.
I'm crazy like that.
Yeah. And you have to have like the perfect homemade meal and the house all looking like fabulous.
Well, my mom always had everything perfect growing up. So for me, I want to be like my mom. So I know for sure that's part of my problem.
I bet if you asked your mom, she'd admit it wasn't, she was stressed out and horrible.
Probably.
I know my mom tells a story that she was like 8 months pregnant and she made an entire Thanksgiving misery. She was 8 months pregnant, feet swollen, could barely stand up while all the men and relatives sat and watched a football game.
I remember
and
doing
she
that.
Said I was, And my mom said I was miserable. I was absolutely miserable. So she didn't stand up for herself. So I think, so the real issue is that we're just having unrealistic expectations.
That might be part of it for sure. I know I just do a lot of my traditions because of nostalgia. Like just because, like, well, we did it last year. We did it the year before.
Yeah.
So I must do it this year.
Yeah. And maybe it worked 1 year. We assume it's going to work and be fabulous the next year. And it isn't, because each year is different. The kids are older. Things have changed.
For sure. So and I know, I don't know about you, but my kids and, you know, relatives too, they're like, oh, I want this, that, this expensive gift, this gadget, this TV, this iPad, whatever. Yeah. And then I get kind of, you know, worried about the money.
Yes.
It's expensive to do all this.
It is very expensive. And it doesn't always bring you the happiness you want.
No.
I know. I was like really into those lights that project onto your house, you know? And I was so excited about it. And in 1 day it was stolen. Like,
oh!
Two of them. $80.
That's sad.
I know. Oh. And I was like crying over those stupid lights.
Were you trying to keep up with the neighbors?
I was trying to keep up with it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I thought.
Well, everybody has them, so you had to get one.
And I didn't want to get on the ladder and string the lights, so I thought, okay, this is my little gadget that's going to save my life. And then it turned out get stolen.
Well, it's totally easy to get really stressed out during the holidays. Yeah. I know there's a lot of big issues making us feel like we have to be the perfect whatever.
Yeah.
But the truth is, there's some little hacks we can share, band-aids, if you will.
Yeah, let's just dive right into like our band-aids.
Because some of these are really funny. I mean, we have not figured this stuff all out, listeners, but we have some really funny things to try.
Well, what do you suggest? You go first.
Okay, this is actually something I've been trying new. My husband taught me this one. We just cut it, like cut.
Yeah, you mean like traditions or decorations?
All
or
of it.
Yeah.
We're starting to ask each other, what do you really like about the holiday?
Yeah.
And just do that.
And just do that.
And it's all different.
Yeah.
Ask the family, what's your favorite part? And kids are great at just yelling out the answer. And if it's gifts, then fine, do gifts.
Yeah.
If it's lights, then do the lights.
Yeah.
But figure out what really matters to you and just do that.
Okay, that sounds good.
That's my first tip.
Okay.
Try it at home.
I'd say one time-saving and stress-saving thing would be to make your food ahead of time.
Okay.
Actually, scratch that. Buy your food. Like, we found a place that smokes turkeys, and they'll do the whole turkey and all the and every single side that you could ever want. And so literally it's a phone call, and then you pick it up that day.
Credit card.
Holla, holla. And then you can even claim, because you have to reheat it.
Okay.
So you have to put it in the oven. So when people ask you, did you cook it? You can say yes.
Do you lie?
It's not lying, because I put in the oven and I heated it up, so therefore I cooked it.
That counts, girl.
It counts.
Do you put it on your own china or fancy plates?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we don't keep it in the foil.
That's super funny.
Thing.
I was going to say that would give you away.
Yeah, no, we make it look like we made it homemade.
Well, you know what? I think the food thing is important that we talk about, though. Yeah. I mean, for me and my family, a lot of the happiness of the holidays, you know, Thanksgiving or Christmas or any of it, really, it has a lot to do with food for me.
It does.
So I do spend some time on that part because I like to eat, people. Yeah. Food is very important to Stephanie.
Yes.
So I do make some of my favorites, like I do a birthday cheesecake that I can only make once a year because I eat it in one day.
Yeah.
And I make smashed cauliflower. There's quite a few things I make. But what I do is I freeze it.
Okay.
Do you remember my giant freezer?
Yes.
From the kitchen hoarding
episode. There's room in there.
Yeah, there's not much room, but I do make these foods ahead of time and I freeze it.
Yeah.
And I don't tell anyone it's been frozen.
No, they don't know.
They don't need to know.
And then you don't stress out about, oh, I can't eat all this rich, horribly, you know, non-keto food. You have it all ready for you.
I make it all and I bring it to the party, to New Year's Eve, whatever. Yeah. I make it ahead of time and bring it.
Yeah.
It's just been frozen.
No, I think that's a great idea.
Yeah, it saves time.
You know, another kind of cheat way of ordering thing is your gifts.
Oh.
I think you should just, and I've learned this the last couple of Christmases, is more and more just ordering things online.
Like, it's
why
so
am
much
I waiting
easier
in the line at Kohl's and fighting for parking when I can just order it online?
Just order that online.
I mean, that's a total lifesaver.
It's actually probably changed my life.
Yeah.
Because I used to spend my lunch hour just going store to store.
Yeah.
Oh, I got to find this in blue, this in red, this size here. Oh, it's too expensive. Go to the next store.
Yes.
And I would be overwhelmed with all those people. And plus, I'll just be honest. When I go shopping, I just start buying stuff for myself. Because I'm like, that sweater's really cute. Oh, I like those shoes. So I pretend like I'm shopping for the kids, but really I just come home with stuff for
me.
I
have to admit I have come back with more things for myself.
Just for me.
Yeah. Well, also, one of the things, like, with even the online shopping and even the online ordering your meal, it's still going to be stressful no matter what. So I think one tip is to just plan to give yourself extra self-care during that week. I mean, like, I always do. I think you do, too. We exercise. We take a jog before Thanksgiving dinner. First of all, it makes your dinner
so much more fun.
Yes. And afterwards, too, like, you're, oh, my God, you're rolling off the sofa after you had this huge meal. And then we all go out for a walk and everybody feels better. So exercise. Don't forget that. Keep some of your routines, your exercise routine.
Yes, that's a good one.
Yeah,
that's a good
hack. But also add in some self-care. So if that's, you need a nap because you're so ridiculously tired after, you know, shopping or whatever, take a nap or whatever, you know, because that's my favorite self-care.
But Tamara's always asleep.
I know.
I love that.
Or if you just need to vent, like, call your girlfriend and say, okay, I'm really stressed, and then just get it all out. So just make a point of not forgetting yourself and all this. So you know what? If you need to buy some extra shoes when you're shopping,
buy them.
Do a little retail therapy.
I'm not going to stop. I just might order them online along with someone else.
Exactly.
And, you know, I like ordering online. I think that saves just so much time.
Yeah.
And then when I, you know, when I see a gift I like, Tamara, like, I don't know, something kind of simple.
Yeah.
I'll order a bunch of them.
Oh, smart.
And then use that and pass them out to all the teachers or, you know, relatives that I don't necessarily need a fancy custom gift for.
Like your lawnmower guy or the mailman or whatever.
I don't give my mailman.
I don't either.
Who
don't,
gives the mailman a present?
I don't know who they are.
I don't either.
Well, when they used to deliver it to your house, it was different.
That's true. But ours, maybe my Amazon delivery guy needs a present because he comes to my house all the time.
I know, I do.
But yeah, buying multiples of a gift, even like gift card packs, you know, like Subway or Taco Bell, even like, you know, the teenagers love that kind of stuff.
Yeah. And in fact, anymore, teens, that's all you can buy, really. They're too picky.
Yeah. They like food.
Yeah. Another suggestion I would have is set time limits on your holiday.
Ooh.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Well, like, especially if it's stressful or you're going to, like, your in-laws and you know it's emotionally taxing, which it can be, especially if you have drama or just...
Always.
Yeah.
It's never fun.
I know. And you always stay too long. Like, so what we decide is, okay, when do we want to leave? My husband and I, when do we want to leave? Like, okay, let's go to dinner and then maybe another hour after dinner, we can play some games or whatever the tradition is. And then we leave, but we have a pre-made excuse.
Ooh.
So,
that's smart.
If you're a people pleaser like me, you don't want to, you know.
You have an exit strategy?
We have an exit strategy and we stick to it. And that way we don't overdo it and feel terrible and stressed. Yeah.
So what's your exit strategy?
I always blame my dog Mamba.
Mamba?
Yeah. I'm like, oh,
what do you do to Mamba?
The holidays, she can't be alone for too long.
Oh, you got to get home to let Mamba out.
We do. She might poop in the house.
She misses you.
And for some reason, people accept that.
People love that dog.
Yeah, so that's our exit plan.
That's pretty smart. Yeah. You know, you talked about going to family and driving in the car with the kids and going from house to house. Mm-hmm. And we definitely did that when our kids were little because we were trying to please everybody.
Yeah.
You know, but I don't know if you've ever watched Seinfeld. Do you remember that one episode where they celebrated Festivus?
No.
You're all.
What is Festivus?
No, you haven't. You don't know Festivus?
No.
It's like a made up word, I guess. Yeah. And it's like a fake Christmas, I guess. Oh, Festivus. Okay.
That's all right.
But so what it is you just make up an alternate date to celebrate the holiday.
I see. So like you would have one celebration with one side of your family on the fake day and then on the real day with another one.
Yep. Or even you could spend both holidays at the in-laws on fake days and keep the real one for yourself.
Ooh, that's
even better.
I know. I like that.
But it helps that way you're not driving from house to house
eating
giant meals in one day.
Yeah. And then there's not the tension between, well, you spent Christmas Eve with us and not last year or this year or whatever.
Because the in-laws get mad.
They do get mad.
So tell them they get Festivus instead.
I love that.
I'm not laughing because this is what I actually do.
I really do
celebrate Festivus.
I think it's a great idea.
Yeah, well.
I think another thing is, you know what, Stephanie?
What?
You can cancel altogether. And
what?
I know.
You're allowed to cancel?
Yes. Like, we're lucky because our son went off to college in another town. You know, like a 5-hour drive in Santa Barbara. And it was great excuse to say, he can't come up for Christmas. So we're going to go down there and spend it with him. And we get out of all of our holiday stuff here.
That is so smart.
And then we went out to dinner instead of making one.
Yeah.
And we went to the beach and did all the fun things that we wanted to do without all the stress of the family back home. It was great. So there's no reason, you know, why occasionally you can't just get out of it. Just disengage totally. Or if you can't get out of the whole thing, take a time out. Like if you're at your relatives and you're going crazy, step outside.
Yeah.
You know, take a walk or call a friend or something.
You sound like you're on that game show. Like, I gotta call a friend. This is terrible.
Phone a friend.
Seriously. So you like make up a reason that you have to go outside and
just for a break. Like I'm saying, give yourself either take yourself out of it totally. Why not? If you can find a way to get out of it or step out for a while, you know,
that's very smart of you.
Yeah.
You're quite the dirty, lazy girl.
It's protecting my sanity.
Basically. I like that.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I like to talk about the food because I do feel like I have to share a couple tips.
Well, it's everywhere.
You know, holidays. I like to eat, Tamara.
Yes.
But I know a lot of our listeners, you know, if they're dieting or trying to lose weight or just keep their weight normal during the holidays, I do want to share a couple of good tips with you that have helped me.
Okay.
Because keeping my weight off, I think, is the biggest challenge during the holidays.
It is hard.
For me.
And that stresses you out.
Yeah, it's a big issue. I don't want to start January off, you know, having weight to lose.
You need an extra 10 pounds.
No. So just to help anyone else that might be in that same boat, a couple things I do with that is I eat before I go to anybody's house.
Oh, so you're not starving.
And I'm happy. I don't want to be all worried and anxious about what they're serving.
Yeah.
Like, oh, is it going to be, you know, something that's dirty, lazy keto?
Yeah.
Or am I going to have to, like, push the food around and, you know, rinse off the meat in the bathroom? Yeah. No, I'm just joking.
Or sometimes you're waiting 3 hours because the turkey wasn't done. So you're, like, starving.
Right.
So this way you're not...
I always eat before I go. It sounds counterintuitive, like, oh, that's two meals. But really, no.
Yeah.
If you eat before you go, your stomach's full. I feel much healthier, better about myself.
Yeah.
And then, of course, I always bring food to contribute to the to the meal.
Now, do they ever notice you not eating and say, why
I eat too. Okay. What, girl?
It's just not
be mistaking me. I'll be eating two meals that day.
Yeah. And plus, you're bringing your pre-prepared stuff.
Oh, I'm going to do the pre-eating, the eating, the post-eating. There's going to be a lot of eating.
But you'll be prepared for
it. I'll be prepared with my eating. Yeah. You know what's funny? My husband's the opposite. He actually starves himself all day prior to the event. Because then he says, well, I got to have the room in my stomach.
No, but then you binge.
But then he overeats all this stuff and then he feels terrible.
Yeah. See, at least you only overeat. If you're going to fall victim to it, you'll only eat a little bit because you're already full.
Yeah, I'm already full, happy. Yeah. And then when I get there, I still eat normal food like everybody else, plus the food I brought. But I just feel like I'm happier and not so anxious about the food.
Yeah, and your stomach isn't full of junk. At least you have some good stuff in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, so I think that's great. That's awesome. Okay, so was that all of our major tips?
I did want to contribute. I know you mentioned about leaving town and you'd go to Santa Barbara to share the holidays with your son, which is such a great tip. But kind of similar to that, just seeing all the holiday stuff in town is almost a trigger for me. So we do a lot of vacationing during the holiday season when the kids are off school. They're usually off like a week at Thanksgiving and 2 weeks at Christmas. Yeah. So we do a lot of little vacations to the mountains or the beach or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's just to get away from the triggers. Yeah. I don't want to see all the advertisements and the mall and the blah and the neighbors and the lights and the singing and the church and this. So we just leave.
That's like, it's kind of a self-care. Kind of.
It works.
Yeah. You're getting in nature.
We're time together. And I know people say, oh, it's not the holidays and the gifts that are important. And this is a way to kind of force us into that spending time together, doing walks, being outside. And just hanging out.
I think that's great. And those are probably the memories, the things they'll remember more than the actual holiday, I bet.
Well, we'll see. The jury is still out. But what do our listeners think, Tamara? I wonder.
I don't know. But if you have some strategies, we really want to hear them. So send us your tips at Stephanie@DirtyLazyKeto.com or via Facebook or Instagram at Dirty Lazy Keto. You can also leave us a voicemail at 802-58-KETO-6. That's 802-58-KETO-6. Your comment or question could be featured in an upcoming episode.
And hey, listeners, just in case you might have a business that you might like to advertise on our Dirty Lazy Girl podcast, we would love to talk to you. I've gotten some emails about that. But feel free to get in touch with us for more information.
Okay, so let's wrap it up today by sharing our personal favorite hacks.
Well, this one might be sad or funny, depending on how you look at it. But I am really just not able to decorate like in the magazines. It's just not a skill that I have, Tamara. Yeah. So what we do is we drive to fancy hotels and and just look at their decorations.
Awesome.
We go.
reap the benefits
of
their
harvest. Pretend those are ours. We even take pictures in front of them.
Your Christmas photo. Well,
I do. Now you know my secret. I really do this. We do family pictures at hotel lobbies.
Yeah, because they have those beautiful trees. Yeah.
And people email me oh, girl, your tree is so nice. And I'm like, I know. It's not even mine.
I love this hack.
It's at a hotel in San Francisco.
This hack is steal other people's
decorations. Steal other people's decorations. Seriously. For your family memories.
Seriously.
And it really works.
No, they are.
You can even walk around Macy's and, in front of their tree.
Just don't stand in front of someone else's yard.
You could do that. Just pretend. I won't tell.
I love that. That's a great hack.
It's very sneaky.
Yeah. And, because that decoration part is time consuming.
I'm not good at it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't have the money for that either. I'm just not interested in it.
Yeah. And I should not be up on a ladder. I'll fall off.
What about you?
Okay. So this is going to sound a little woo-woo, but I tried it last year. And honestly, it was one of the best holidays because I did it, which was I decided to set a holiday intention before the holidays, and you say, what's a holiday intention?
I like that. Sounds like Festivus.
Yes. Yes. So you have a goal that you want to focus on for the holidays. And this last year, my goal was, because I really needed to relax. I really needed it. And I said, okay, this holiday is all about relaxation. And if what we're doing isn't helping us towards that goal, then we're going to cut it out, which I did. So, for instance, Black Friday, we used to go do the whole chaotic, stressful shopping. And I said, I'm not going to do it. I feel more stressed. I don't get that good of bargains anyways. I get a bunch of junk I don't need. So I skipped it. And I read a book and I crocheted a blanket, which were very relaxing for me. And the same for Christmas. I didn't go into the stores. I ordered everything online. And we picked activities that we found like relaxing and fun. And when stress came around, I would remind myself of that intention and say, okay, is this bringing me closer to my intention? If not, find a way to get rid of it. And honestly, it really helps.
Well, the holiday should be fun, right?
Yes, not stressful. That could be your intention.
That could be it. Have fun, people.
Yeah, have fun.
Take your picture at Macy's instead of in your living room.
You know, reconnect with the family, whatever. But
make it fun.
Yeah.
That's the whole point.
Yeah. And it's just a way of keeping you focused on that instead of the little tiny friggin' details that you get caught up in that don't bring you closer to that. Like, you know, shopping for 3 hours for a dang Christmas candle or something.
That's for real.
Yeah.
Well, listeners, don't get sucked into the holiday hype. You know what? Be a holiday rebel. Ask yourself what you really want.
A dirty holiday girl.
A dirty, lazy girl holiday. Yeah. But ask yourself what you really want and then make that happen. And together, let's make the holidays different this year.
I think that's great. I can't wait.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for joining us on another Dirty Lazy Girl podcast.
Be sure to subscribe and then tell a friend. You can help other Dirty Lazy Girls join in our conversation by rating and reviewing our podcast wherever you're currently listening to your podcasts.
You can get in touch with us on the website dirtylazyketo.com or email us at stephanie@dirtylazyketo.com. Until next time, I'm Tamara Sneezik.
And I'm Stephanie Laska.
Go forth and live your best dirty, lazy girl life.
And remember, you don't have to be perfect to be successful. Until next week.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.